for a while. She didn't teach long.
Mm-hmm. Did she work at other jobs?
Don't think so. I think teaching was the extent of it. Ever since she married my grandfather, she was housewife.
Mm-hmm. And what about your maternal grandfather?
Let's see. He was born in Tallapoosa County, too. At either Dadeville or Davidson or Davidson. I'm not sure which.
Or what was the second one?
I think it's Davidson. We'll have to check that on the map.
Davidson.
See, either Davidson or Davidson.
Okay.
And he moved to Troy when he was about 32.
Mm-hmm. And what about his education?
I don't know. I would say at least high school.
And his profession?
He worked for a wholesale grocery business in Troy. In what capacity, I don't know exactly.
Okay. And then on your father's side?
Let's see. My grandfather was born in Pike County. And he, I believe, farmed at one time. And like I said, he operated that meat packing business for a long time.
Do you know about his education?
I sure don't. Don't know a thing about it.
Do you know when he moved to Troy?
Sure don't.
Okay, how about your grandmother?
She was born in Texas. Moved to Alabama when she was 2 months old.
Do you know where in Texas?
Sure don't.
I guess it didn't influence her speech much if she was 2 months old.
Probably not.
And her education?
I have no idea.
And did she work at all?
I don't know.
On the farm, she probably did.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know anything about earlier ancestry on either side?
Not on my father's side. On my mother's side, my grandmother's people probably came to Alabama from South Carolina. The ultimate ancestry would be English.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my grandfather's people.
This is maternal still.
Right. Mm-hmm. Came to Alabama from Georgia.
Oh, uh-huh.
And the ancestry's
English. Do you know where in Georgia?
Sure.
No? Okay, and the ancestry is?
English, Irish.
Uh-huh. I suppose Bassett is English too. It sounds English, certainly. Okay. Would you like to tell me something about Troy?
It's a small town, I guess about 14,000 people. County seat. I suppose the people's means of livelihood is pretty evenly divided between agriculture and industry, and of course a big influence on the community is Troy State.
Mm-hmm.
There are some textile plants, some latex plants in town. There's a big smelting operation. Produces, raw lead for various companies. Things like that. The big agricultural crop, I suppose, would be peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and you've lived there all your life, it seems very, very unremarkable town, but yet I feel more comfortable there than any other place.
I suppose it's right, exactly how one should feel about one's place of residence.